Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, my sisters. This is episode number 49 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is The Lord's Spirit Brings Freedom. In the month of July, we celebrate our nation's independence on July the 4th. I have been encouraging you regarding the freedoms we have in Christ Jesus this month. Though challenged, our freedom still remains sure in our Lord and Savior. Let's continue as I share some historical and biblical truths concerning our independence. Celebrations of the 4th of July became more common as the years went on. In 1870, almost 100 years after the Declaration was written, Congress first declared July the 4th to be a national holiday as a part of a bill to officially recognize several holidays, including Christmas. However, it wasn't until 1941 that July the 4th became a federal legal holiday in the United States. Here we are today, experiencing the freedom fought for by those 13 colonies. There's another freedom that all believers experience, and it's recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, and this is what it says. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Do you know anyone who believes that Christianity is bondage and not much fun? They believe you have to keep a bunch of rules and you're always being judged. They believe a life without Christ lets you live in freedom and without restraints. Isn't it something how alcohol and beer commercials always flash people before us who seem to be having a party while drinking it up? They're always happy and seem to have a good time. But isn't it funny how they never show people throwing up or hungover the next day, looking like the walking dead? Isn't it something how TV portrays people as having the freedom to jump in and out of bed with whomever they like and never pay any consequences? Hey, why not? Everyone is doing it. Yet, they never show the diseases, unwanted pregnancies, or the emotional damage that can last a lifetime. Now tell me really, is that freedom? Who is really in bondage? Christians are given the ability, through Christ, to see beyond the natural. We know that Satan promises freedom only to place a person in bondage with the intent to destroy their life. Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. He left us His Spirit to indwell each one of us so that we will be able to live in freedom and not be bound by Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 states, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I'd like to share with you now what the Gusick Bible Commentary states in regards to this passage. When it says the Lord is the Spirit, from the context of Exodus chapter 34, verse 34, we see that when Paul says the Lord is the Spirit, he means that the Holy Spirit is God, just as Jesus and the Father are God. when it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Paul's thinking follows like this. When Moses went into God's presence, he had the liberty to take off the veil. The presence of the Lord gave him this liberty. We have the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord. We live in the Spirit's presence because he is given to us under the new covenant. So just as Moses had the liberty to relate to God without the veil in the presence of the Lord, so we have liberty because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have great liberty in our relationship with God through what Jesus did and through what the Holy Spirit is doing. But we never had the liberty to disobey what the Spirit says in the Word of God. That is a perversion of true liberty and not a Spirit-led liberty. Paul really has in mind the liberty of access. He is building on what he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. We use great boldness of speech. Now, boldness is a word that belongs with liberty because of the great work of the Holy Spirit in us through the new covenant. We have a bold, liberated relationship with God. When I look back over my life, what I thought was freedom was bondage. What I thought would be bondage truly set me free. There is no freedom apart from Jesus Christ. Anything without him is an imitation and will eventually put you behind prison walls, so to speak. It is living in the power of the Holy Spirit that enables any person to walk in true freedom. How do you think right? How do you talk right? How do you treat others right? How do you treat yourself right? How do you have wisdom to make right decisions? Need I go on? It's all in the power of God's Holy Spirit. No spirit, no freedom. It's just that simple. It's just that powerful. Can you say that you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life right now? Do you obey his promptings? Or do you grieve him by ignoring him? Yes, there are many who believe they are walking in freedom only to continue down a path of destruction in their lives. We, as Christians, have a choice to be led of the Lord's Holy Spirit and experience true freedom. We understand where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We have an upcoming conference on the Holy Spirit and how he functions in our lives. Please contact us and we will forward more information to you. Our website is given at the end of this podcast. May the grace of our Lord and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, until next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.